Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to this morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show. I'm Janice Malone here with you on a Friday. And we have on the line as our featured guest for this morning mini series, Babu Alu Cisse. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Janice. I'm fine, thanks. It's actually afternoon here. I'm calling from London.
Okay. Well, see, that makes it even more special. My goodness. So it's afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, you have this amazing role. You're starring as John, the Revelator, in NBC's AV, The Bible Continues. And I understand in my sense of my research that this role really did impact you personally. So tell me about that.
Well, I suppose in terms of the research for a character like John, I can just open the Bible and have a look at, you know, some of the things he said, and more importantly, the way that he sees the world and the way that he thinks. And something that occurred to me was that when Jesus ascended, he left Peter in charge as his rock. And this is something myself and Adam Levy talked about. Adam plays Peter in the show. And how come he didn't leave John in charge, if you see what I mean? And something in John, and especially the way he writes, is very much about letting go the things of the world, not holding on or clinging on to anything too tightly. In a way, he puts his ego behind things and looks at the goal in hand and to achieve that. As an actor, you need your ego to get anything done. So personally, it's taught me to, you know, in so many things that have been happening since AD, I just find that I look at it differently. It's not about me or what it is that I need to prove to the world. It's more about trying to get this story across and get the work across instead.
You know, I have talked with several of your fellow castmates from the series, starting with executive producer Roma Downey. The gentleman Juan Pablo Depache on yesterday.
Yes.
I forgot some others. And it's amazing how so far all of you guys that I've spoken to talk about how working on this series has really had some type of an effect on you away from the set. So is this something that you think working on this series will you can reflect on for the rest of your career or when you're away from the cameras or what?
Absolutely. I mean, and the experience itself goes deeper because, you know, we were all out there together in a remote part of Morocco working on this thing for months and, you know, away from our families, away from the lives that we know. So in a way, you also learn to bond with other people. And the thing that bonded us most, obviously, is the work. I mean, it's interesting to hear that everyone else is talking in the same way. What really we've got out of this is a very tight friendship, a very different way of looking at the world. When I came out to L.A. a couple of weeks ago, I saw Juan, and we end up hanging out the whole day. It's fantastic. Those are the kind of extra bonuses that you get in a job of this nature that brings so many different people from so many different backgrounds together, all with an energy, a passion for life. And with material like this, which is, you know, fundamentally all about love, overcoming adversity, and you know, trying to live a positive existence, you can't help but rub off.
Absolutely, yes, for sure. Well, now, as everyone should know, you live in London. So, what has been the British reaction to, or is it being seen over in England already, or what? The show.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't been shown in England yet. There is a lot of anticipation. I mean, people keep talking about it. And, you know, when I go into castings, people ask me, when is AD getting shown out here? There's been some interest on Twitter where people are saying, when do we get to see this show out here? Obviously, that's very exciting for me as a Londoner. I'd love very much for the show to come out here, and I know that's part of the plan, so I look forward to that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, now, as far as your career, I understand that before you became a full-time actor that you were working in finance, high finance at that. So when did the acting bug bite you, and how did this all come about for acting?
Well, I mean, I wanted to be, I guess, when I was much younger, you know, in my teens, I was always interested in acting and did some acting at schools. I had some incredible teachers who, you know, were encouraging and got me to look at that as a possibility. I've always been, this is going to sound weird coming from an actor, but I've always been good at maths and
yes.
Science. So my focus went that way. You know, I got on the straight and narrow, got a good job. I worked for a big accountancy firm, a global firm, and was doing that. It was just literally one phone call one day from a cousin who mentioned drama school, that the bug came, you know, flooding back. And by the end of that day, I'd applied to 4 drama schools, and within 2 months, I'd been accepted, and within 6 months, I was in this job, lost my house, and gone off to train.
That's pretty dramatic. So here you are in this really well-paying job in the world of high finance and business. And so, I mean, what was your family and friends' reaction? You say, man, are you crazy? What are you doing?
Some of my friends did think I was crazy, especially when, you know, I was faced with the idea of not being able to support my mortgage, that the house was going to go. My parents were the most interesting. I thought, you know, they would resistance. I remember the phone call with my dad and my mom, and they just went quiet for a bit and said, well, you know, good luck with it. That was it.
Okay.
They were very, they listened, and it was a massive surprise. But when I put the phone down, I thought, okay, well, I guess that's it. I am actually going to do this. I've got their blessing. So off I go.
And wow, look at you now. I know they are so proud. Well, I mean, parents, you know, family love you regardless, but I know
yes,
they're even more proud of all the work you've done. So what is it like?
Yes.
I know you've done a lot of film and television. I understand that you recently wrapped a film, Eye in the Sky, opposite Helen Mirren. So
yes,
working in British British projects, and American projects, is there a big difference? And what is that like for you to do American projects?
I mean, it's exciting. The thing is, of course, America is the massive market, and it's also the place where, you know, you've got some of the most incredible films and TV shows in the world getting made. In terms of the difference, I suppose ultimately it comes down to the work and the work ethic. In the UK and America, there's definitely a match in the sense that people look at the work and take it very seriously. Once upon a time, as an actor, you're seen as a vagrant. Nowadays, you're very much treated with respect, allowed to express yourself. You know, we're lucky to be doing what we're doing. But at the same time, to be treated in respect as a professional is something that makes the job, you know, easier.
Are you a big fan of American television shows? Do you have any favorites?
Of course. I think my favorite to date is The Wire, as far as television shows go. I love shows like, you know, I am really eclectic taste. I'll watch anything, really. It's pretty embarrassing. I have things that I, you know, like that other friends of mine might not, and they think, well, it's not high art. I'm like, I don't care. It's entertaining, and I enjoy it.
Yeah. Yes, especially some of our crazy reality shows are entertaining and just crazy. I think we like them too.
There we go. I'm a big fan of The Voice here. I get really into it. I keep thinking, you know, at the beginning, I'm like, no, I'm not going to watch it. I don't want to see it. But then the moment you watch one app, that's it. You're hooked, you know.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah, I've had a lot of those contestants from The Voice here on our show. I guess ever since the show started, we've had hundreds of them on. So it's a very addictive show.
Brilliant. It is. It is.
Well, now I have like 60 seconds, a whole 60 seconds left here. Now, as I said, you just wrapped up Eye in the Sky. Have you started on your next project yet or what?
possibly there's some things in the pipeline. But you know how it is. It's in negotiations. Wait, and you know whether or not you're going to go or not. At the moment, I think the big focus is waiting to see what happens with AD. That's what I'm most excited about.
Well, AD is breaking all kinds of viewership records here in America. It was the number one show watched. Yes, it's going to.
Yeah.
So there's no way that you can go wrong with this amazing miniseries. So they're giving me the signal that I have to
thank
go.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Hopefully, is it sunny in London today or what?
It is. It is surprisingly very sunny.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
Yes, really good sign.
Again, thank you so much, and we'll look to see you and the rest of the cast on Sunday night in BC, AD,
Brilliant.
The Bible Continues. And look to see you in
Enjoy
the Sky as well. Oh, definitely.
Yes, a great film.
So take care.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, that is actor. What a great guy. You can just tell he's a really nice man. You know, I talk to so many people by phone. You know, when you do radio, obviously you talk mostly to people by phone. And after doing this for so many years, you can just really tell people who have really nice personalities. And you can just tell he's a really, really nice guy. Babu Alou Cissé. And he's starring as John the Revelator. I don't know why I want to say Relevator. John the Revelator, as in the book of Revelations. Please get it right. Me. Note to me. But in any case, AD, the Bible Continues, will continue on Sunday night, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 to 9 Central Time. And for the rest of the country, I just say, check your local listings to get the exact time slot in your area. Babu is, as I was chatting with him for a couple of minutes there, he will be one of the stars in Eye in the Sky opposite Helen Mirren and so many other. I didn't have the list of the rest of the actors in this film. But he has also done a lot of British television and British films as well. And we just think that he's going to do probably more American projects, especially after starring as John in this NBC miniseries. So, okay, that is it. That's going to do it for our morning mini edition of the show. Here, it's Friday, April 17th. 2015, and we will see you guys on our next show. Have a great weekend. Make sure that you watch AD, the Bible Continues, so that you can, watch the actors that you've heard on our show. You can see them in action in their character roles. And when you hear them on this show, it kind of gives you a little bit of behind the scenes info as to what they were thinking and what went on behind the scenes. It's a lot of fun, I think, to talk about their roles and then to get the inside scoop on what's really going on in their heads while they're playing these characters. So we have a lot of fun with it. So we will see you guys on our next show. Have a great Friday again and have an even better weekend, a very safe weekend as well. So we'll see you guys on our next show. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.